Karen, do you have all the list for prayer meeting?
Yes, I do, Pastor Kevin.
You all right? Yes, I am fine. Oh, you're being the usual cheery self, I see. So we've got all everything set for prayer meeting then, this week.
Yes, we do indeed. I already said so.
Okay, that's fine, that's perfect. Oh, Prime Minister Candice Roller, and what can I... Oh, and Senator Hyman, what can I do for you guys?
Don't you be like that. I brought him in specifically to make sure that the bridge was rebuilt after all the stuff you done when I tried to show him this church.
Okay, hiya, Senator Hyman. You should be grateful that I'm even bothering to do such a thing like this. What are you doing?
Well, he has agreed to attend the prayer meeting. He wants to hear, you know, wants to sit down and really be part of the community. Be part of the team spirit, that sort of thing.
Well, if he's not going to pitch at all, and he's not going to talk at all, and he's not going to try and use the pulpit for his own political means, I have no problem with him sitting in a prayer meeting.
Well, perfect, that is fine and dandy. Isn't that right, Sondheim?
Yes, it is. I think it'll be very special. I think we'll be having a good and special relationship, Pastor Kevin. I'll see myself out.
Now, Kevin, don't you blow this time. You nearly cost it for me last time. And I've been trying so hard to get him on our side.
Candice, well, I don't need him on our side, okay? I don't want to turn my church into some political venue.
But you, of all people, come on, Pastor Kevin. Think about it. You, as influential as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you, as a black pastor, should be riding the wave on this, on political intrigue and so forth. Candice, what does that even mean?
Well, I thought you would like this stuff, you know, being cozying up politicians. I'm not doing this... doing my job for politics. I'm doing this to preach the word of God. We might intersect in politics now and then, but when we're speaking, because when we interact with the word of God, that kind of happens. But neither here or there, I am not using this as some mere way to try and get into politics. There's nothing to do with that at all. I want to preach the truth, and he was in endangering that.
You're now endangering my success.
Candy Shot, you already are Prime Minister. No, it's clear these days. It looks like more like Senator Hyman's running things than you are.
Be quiet and just do as you're told, okay?
We'll just have a normal prayer meeting.
Good.
I'll see you then. I can hear something. What's that? Oh, I think it's Senator Hyman.
I know these people are such rubes, I'm telling you something. It was a perfect idea for me to get in to this place for this by a prayer meeting. Because, you know, whenever I hear those people with prayer requests, Senator Hyman will be able to deliver because, let's be honest, I got the cash flow to do it. So it's a perfect idea. And then, son, Richard, you got to put this in the paper. If you put it in the paper, it will be perfect. You got that, son? Perfect.
Karen Carlington.
Yes, can you do a little change to the prayer list?
What sort of change? Can you change everyone's name to be a letter that we, so we're not revealing people's identity?
Why you want me to do such a thing like that at this late night of the hour?
Because I believe Senator Hyman is trying to use such information in order to just improve his political standing, and I do not want him to be doing that. So can you just change it?
Fine.
I'll just keep the first letter of their names in.
Why is Senator Hyman at the prayer meeting? Did he get saved or something like that?
I don't know, Nonny Prescott, but I feel like I'm being watched.
I know what you mean, Johnny Dewey. He's got that way about him, you know. Him trying to run the world, goodness me. He ain't no Beyonce, that's what I'll say. Ooh, that rhymed.
Good evening, welcome to the prayer meeting, everybody. So, today we're going to do stuff slightly different. We are going to fulfill the prayer requests that we have as a church, as a community of brothers and sisters in Christ. But in order for to have some anonymity, our request for sensitive information, we have decided to not reveal people's names explicitly as we are doing today's prayer request. I hope you'll understand.
Well, I don't understand.
Candice Waller, as a Prime Minister, I think you understand about confidentiality and such things.
But this is a prayer meeting!
Exactly, and we sometimes have got to be very careful about who knows what and so forth. So, we decided to take this action. I hope you understand, and Senator Hyman, you too.
He looks visibly cross.
First of all, we like everyone to pray for DK as he has anxiety.
Oh my days, that monkey from Mario and Super Smash has got PTSD. That's crazy, isn't it? You know what, Christine? I'm telling you, Regina, that DK, I knew he was some trying to pick up that peach and get carrying him off on you. Oh, it's crazy.
Honey child, DK does not stand for the monkey.
Oh, I wonder what DK stands for. Gareth Bale, I knew it. He has anxiety written all over that man.
How do you get a Gareth Bale from DK?
Honey, have you seen pictures of them together in the same room?
Well, no.
Exactly. I'm just saying. Try and look at it side by side. You know what I mean.
It looks like Senator Hyman's writing all this down.
Oh, I know. DK's Don Kennedy with the stutter. I know. Isn't that right? Yeah, Regina. Yeah.
Honey, we're not supposed to be revealing who the names are if you think you know who they are. Just keep doing the stupid guesses, but don't... He's writing it down.
DC wanted prayer as he... is looking to try and find suitable material to do a bejeweled mask for her university degree. Well, it doesn't take a rocket science to find out who that is. I mean, it's clearly the real DC. I mean, I did a whole case with the lady with those two letters and she was trying to sue Washington DC. Goodness me. And then DC Comics. I mean,
George, Jack, you're not supposed to reveal the information. What kind of judge are you?
I'm just saying, Kevin isn't even trying.
I might did actually do the initials. It was Karen Carlington who attempted to disguise identity.
Well, honey, Chad, it's always that KK lady, because she's KK crazy, honey. Goodness me. Stop glaring at me, Karen. You're the one who's revealing this information with your bad work.
JJ has asked for prayer as he's looking to the Lord and the future with LV.
I got it, Christina. It's got to be JJ Daniels. And Lance Vicano.
Oh yeah, that's right, isn't it? Oh my, Karen, could you even try? We all refer to JJ Daniels as JJ. That's how we literally know her. What kind of stupidness is?
Listen, do not criticize what I'm doing, okay? I had to do this in the nick of the hour of the night before I went home after I wrote and typed all of this down.
Well, honey, you could at least be a bit creative.
E-D-N A also wants us to pray as she is looking to possibly going back into working.
Oh my days, Karen. That one's so obvious. We all literally refer to her as E-D-N-A because that's why we say her name. Oh my days. This woman's subtle as a brick.
Who's E-D-N-A? Who's Edna? The lady who's working at MI5 and then she retired, but she's like crazy and all. Oh yeah, Christina, yeah.
Oh my.
Also, if you could be pray for LS as she's continuing with her night tremors after the great ordeal she had when she was left for dead.
LS. Oh, like LAX. If I were in you. No, Regina, it's Laura Schilling.
Well, goodness me, do you just want to just read out the names, Kevin, at this point? Because of these silly people trying to guess who. And also, Karen Carlington, next time get a bottle of alphabet soup, pick one up before you read it, and use that before you get people thinking, guessing all the answers like this. Goodness me. We don't want you in the secret circle, because the secret will only be a secret. It won't be known to be Victoria, you know?
Well, I think with that, we better get into prayer.
And oh look, Senator Hammond's leaving already because he's already got his stuff. Goodness me, the guy's a snake. And he was in prison. Do I need to keep saying that every time I see him? In prison, trying to fake an assassination attempt. No, okay, we don't care.
No, because we're going to be praying now.
Good. Can we also pray for him? He's crazy. And pray that he doesn't get elected or whatever.
Well, honey, Chad, I don't know what went on in the prayer meeting last time.
I'm telling you something, honey. It was crazy with Senator Hyman sneaking in and sneaking out like that.
I know, honey. I just came in late because I don't stay up late because I was doing Tommy Dougal's hair.
You caught it, finally?
No, honey, child. I was trying to, but he was like, no. And after the battle, I was like, honey, what's the point of you being here? He's like, well,
Robin Warren told me to come here, and I've now decided not to. Like, okay, honey, then see you later, bye. So then we see you later, bye, him, thankfully. And by the time I did understand I came, I bumped this into him, who was wanting out, like, you know, meatloaf, like a bat, you know what I mean. And honey child, then I came in, and then heard all what happened after the service went.
Goodness me, hon, I'm telling you something.
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, Olivia Graham Neptune. I've been OGN if you were praying for me yesterday. Oh, like an OBGYN.
Stop that, Nanny Prescott. I don't believe, I can't believe this.
Why you wanna...
I have been scooped.
Oh, you've been to the ice cream shop?
No, my paper was always ground-hitting Guantry Valley News has been overturned by some little outwag thing.
Oh, let me see. Oh, honey child, that Richard Hyman's paper. He's a media mogul, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
He's actually a lot bigger than us in Grassmere Valley, honey child.
But I can't have a fellow Grassmere Valley citizen have a paper which is outdoing me. That's impossible. I've inherited the empire myself. I've worked hard all my life, and I have a husband who was the nephew of one of the previous media moguls, and yet I'm being scooped by this man.
Honey, he knows how to play the game. Besides, what's in the paper? Oh, you're kidding me. Look! He's cured anxiety of Don Kennedy's. He's stopped Laura Schilling's night terrors. He's managed to get eDNA back into the Secret Service, which clearly is no longer that secret. Goodness, he's even found a petrol mask for Rio D. I thought she had one already, but she got another one for her degree, and we got J.J. Daniels and Lance Buchanan are now engaged. That's why we should vote for him. We could have voted for him in the UK.
Oh my dears, honey. So that's what he was doing?
That's why Kevin tried to keep the name secret and all, honey, child. But because of big mouths like Regina and Christina were there, or RC, not RC spoiled them two, and not to mention KK, Corinne, Carlton, and all uselessness, now we just held him up another political wing. Goodness me.
Well, honey child, I hope people would see for the person that he is.
Well, not now, honey child, because he's supposed to cure anxiety and night terrors. Goodness me, I hope Pastor Kevin fires Karen Connington. If not, I will.
Honey child, you do not have that authority.
I know, but I wish I did.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassmere Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you guys for listening to the show. It's always great to have you guys come aboard and listen. Do remember there's books you can buy if you want to do so. We're now up to volume 31 deluxe edition, so do remember you can buy that for yourselves. But until next time guys, bye bye for now.